Blog Talk Radio.
And live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, this is Dr. John Stamey, and welcome to Pro Wrestling Interviews, part of the Scarycast Radio Network on WLFC AM 1240, Loris, Conway, and Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We've got a great show tonight, and I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to turn it right over to Steve Logan. How are you doing, Steve?
Oh, I'm doing great. I had a long day yesterday with a local promotion, United Elite Wrestling, and that was a super fun event. I might talk about that. Might also, John, I'd let you introduce, we have some other panelists on, Todd Saxon and Papa Stroh. Always glad to have other panelists on. Yeah.
That's right. That's who we got right now. We'll see who all else adds. But Papa Stroh, glad to have you with us.
Glad to be here. Glad to be alive, actually. I didn't think I was going to make it last week. Quite a few times. It's great to. I'm just happy to be here.
And Todd,
live and well and ready to kick it in high gear, my man.
That's great. And Todd, we're glad to have you here. And our guests now, Steve, tell us about them.
Oh, yes. Nicky Lee, you wrestle mostly in Virginia and North Carolina, right?
Virginia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Tennessee. You know, with Nicky Lee's worldwide, baby.
Yeah. Well, we're super glad to have you. I remember seeing you a lot in Virginia, so, and I'm sure we hung out with Stroh after the GXW shows. It's definitely a pleasure to have you here. But just to get started, like, how long you've been wrestling, and just tell us your story, like kind of how you got started, what made you interested in wrestling and whatnot.
So I've been into wrestling since I can remember, man, and I actually, what started me was one Saturday night, me and a couple of the guys were bored. Not wrestlers, you know, just friends. And we decided, you know, hey, let's go check out a GXW show. And we went to GXW. I found out they ran training. You know, I trained there for a little bit. Had a couple back problems. Got that all fixed up. And I resumed everything after my grandpa passed away. After my back, my grandpa got sick. And, you know, stuff, you know, life just happens. Had to put it off for a couple of years, and you know, once he passed and everything was all right, you know, got right back into it, and I've been running shows since 2019, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you say? Who would you say Jimmy Alpha is one of your most prominent rivals so far?
Don't even get me started on that nerd.
Yeah. Me and Jimmy Alpha.
Tell him, Nicky. Tell him. Tell him.
We have wrestled in three different states.
Yes.
I think Nicky Lee would actually, if he were honest, he would say that Jimmy Alpha is his most skilled, his most handsome, his most talented opponent he has ever or will ever have.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just me.
Jimmy Alpha,
oh, he's here.
That you just can't
yes.
reach. He's right there. You know when you get a tick, like, right, I'd say, like, in, like, the crevice of your knee, and you can't see it, but you can't reach it, but you know it's there?
Yeah.
You feel it. You know it's there. And it, you know what? It
right.
irritates. I don't know if I can say the H word on here, but you know it irritates the H word out of me. That Jimmy Alpha
right.
has more wins over me than I do over him. Because, you know,
I hate him.
Oh, I thought you were
going to
say hemorrhoid.
I was talking about HE double hockey stick, but, you know, Jimmy Alpha is comparable to a hemorrhoid. That's, yeah.
Mm.
And, the only thing that really irritates me is the fact that he cheats to win. And then goes around bragging that he has more wins over me than I do over him.
Cheat to win. When have I ever cheated?
You've cheated
my man,
countless
you
times.
Me onto a
I had something in my
made
eye.
Of barbed wire. That's about as cheating as it gets.
You tried
and you
to throw
still
me
did
first.
It win that match.
If you're going to go
first.
Big, right?
You tried to throw me first.
Wow.
And you know it. You
oh,
hit
yeah,
me.
I know I did. I
you
didn't
were
going to
jump onto those jabronis at the bottom of it. So, I stopped Jimmy Alpha being yet another spotlight stealer. Oh, the spotlight's always got to be on Jimmy Alpha. Look at me. I'm going to jump off of something high. No, Jimmy. I'm going to go up there, and I'm going to punch you in your mouth.
You're
I
braver than me.
I jump off my face, man. That's what I do.
But you know what? No, you decided
jump
I
off my fingers and beat
anything.
Nikki Lee. That's basically my life story.
I wasn't even trying to hit you. I was climbing up. I was going to get a better view of when you jumped off, actually. That's what I was going to do. I was going to get a better view of you jumping off of that camper onto those jabronis at the bottom. And you decided to hit me first. And you tried to throw me onto that barbed wire. So what did I do? I acted out of self-defense, and I almost took your head clean off your body.
Acted out of self-defense and threw someone onto a trampoline. You folks listening, try to understand this. It is a trampoline made of barbed wire.
Oh, my goodness.
Ouch. Ouch.
That is, yeah, exactly what it sounds like.
He tried to throw me first. It was self-defense.
When did this start between you two?
This started
the first time you guys meet up.
It basically started when I first met him.
Yeah.
Day one, very nice.
We became established at Classic Pro Wrestling, and there was a triple threat match between myself, Mr. Alpha, and what's the other guy's name, Jimmy?
I don't know. Here's the owner's son, Little Lovin' or something like that.
Yeah, that guy.
Third wheel.
But anyway,
yeah.
You know, if there's something me and Jimmy can't agree on, it's that we both hate each other. And it started during that match when Jimmy decided, oh, yeah, I'm going to do a flip. You know what he did after that flip? He landed right on my head.
There goes the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's the point. I jump off high things. He established it.
And then proceeded to cheat to win that match. I almost had that match won. He tried to do another flip. He did one too many flips, and he missed. And I tried to win. He cheated. I capitalized on an opportunity, and he cheated me out of it.
I did not cheat. I reversed your shitty, your bad finisher.
I don't think you can say that on public radio.
Hit my own finisher, the best move in the
world.
Yeah,
y'all, actually, you're cleared hot.
What's that mean?
You're clear.
What does that
you're
mean?
Good. You're good. You're good to shoot. You don't have to. You don't have to bite your tongue, is what he's trying to say.
Okay.
Well, why would I bite my tongue?
That would hurt.
Good question.
Man.
Why would I call
yeah,
it a
right?
Tongue
pain? That's a good question.
Don't hurt me. That would hurt
yeah,
me.
Like biting your tongue the wrong way hurt. But
anyways
back to the whole me and Jimmy thing.
Yeah.
Jimmy, you want to tell them your side of the story?
How many matches have you guys had against each other so far?
I'd wager about 10. 15, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
We do have one more coming up that I'm going to absolutely destroy this man in a Three Stages of Hell match very soon.
Oh, goodness.
At No More Wrestling, Nikki.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Because I won't be satisfied beating you once. I won't be satisfied beating you twice. You threw me onto barbed wire trampoline. Want to get that point across. So I'm not going to be satisfied beating you in just a wrestling match, Nikki. I am going to destroy you and cause you just a fraction of the pain you caused me in that match.
You don't have to beat me three times, idiot. It's three stages of hell. That means two out of three falls.
Not unless we make it so that you have to win all three. And the promoter actually likes me, so he might listen if I ask.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Jimmy, he decided to take my own personal belt. It wasn't even an established title. It was a display piece that I had made, and it cost me about $2,000 to have it. And Jimmy decided, oh, hey, let's put it up for the girls up on the lot.
Wait, that piece of tin cost you $2,000?
Yes, it cost me more than your house, Jimmy.
Man, that was a waste of your money.
Whoa.
I hate you, and I want to apologize for you wasting your money.
Good.
But anyways,
you want to know why I took your belt?
Why?
You want to know?
Why is that?
I took your belt because it means everything to you. I took your belt because that belt is the representation of your ego, and I wanted to take it from you. Because here's the thing about you, Nikki. You are talented. You are a tough son of a gun, and I've been next to you since we started learning how to wrestle. And every single month, every single time I see you, you irritate the hell out of me because you're so talented.
I know the
but
feeling.
Still
freak,
cheat.
Man.
You still cheat. You still find all these underhanded ways to win. You still use a big guy what's his name? What's your monster's name?
Dude, I don't even know his
monster?
Name. He's just on my payroll.
Man, that's
awesome.
Yeah,
he has a little monster that follows him around like a lost puppy.
Hey,
you still have
mad.
To him.
Well, he didn't do anything during that match. You're just mad because I have a monster or something. I don't know.
No,
I'm
mad that you're talented as heck.
Point, every time I've beaten you, I've done it clean. I've never had to cheat a day in my life. You're the one that cheated, not me.
When
everybody
did I
knows it. Everybody's seen it.
I hit you with the final yeet in the middle of the ring. 1, 2, 3, I beat you.
If you ask me, it should be called the final cheat. You cheated.
Aha.
All right, well, since you guys mentioned the three stages of hell match, can you please explain what that match is going to be like, each match stipulation if you go all three rounds?
So basically, this past show that we had, a little dwarf-looking dude backstage, I think his name was Jesse, he decided that, I don't know how he got it, but, you know, Jimmy, obviously after being thrown on the barbed wire, he couldn't compete. And Jesse had found my belt laying around, and I guess he decided that it'd be a good idea. Somewhere in the contract, it states that if Jimmy can't defend the belt and there's a match scheduled, that a suitable replacement can be found. So he puts me up against this 7-foot-tall crippled cannibal crippler, whatever his name is. his name was Rick Church, and he put me up against him. And, you know, at the end of the day, I wanted my belt back. So what did I do? I walked right in. I fought like a man, and it ended with a key bump and a 1, 2, 3. So I won this belt back, and after I won this belt back, Jimmy, like I said, Jimmy ducked me. Jimmy stayed at home. Jimmy didn't defend that title, but I won it back. And after this match, I looked dead in that camera. I said, Jimmy Alpha, I know you're at home in the worst pain that you could probably be in right now, especially considering the fact that you just lost your title belt. But at that moment, I laid down the challenge. I said, Jimmy Alpha, I want you one final time. I want Jimmy Alpha versus Nikki Lee in a three stages of hell match. And the board out of POR decided that first round is going to be pinfall and submission. Regular match, pinfall and submission win only. The second one is going to be submission only. And the third match was going to be a last man standing match.
Right. Awesome. Awesome.
Now, I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but where is this match going to take place, by the way? What promotion is it?
It's actually at an undisclosed location.
Okay, okay.
It's
a private match.
Private invite only show. So it's at an undisclosed location.
All right, parts unknown. Sounds good.
It will be up for streaming later.
Parts unknown to be recorded. Sounds good.
Oh, I'm excited. I can't wait to see this.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
You know, but I am actually very, if you don't mind, I am actually very happy that Nikki got his belt back. Because not only did he have to get it back by not beating me, now I'm going to have yet another opportunity to take it and his ego from him. Because, Nikki, after I take the belt, after I take your ego, I am hoping and praying that it will help open your eyes and help you see that you can be a good wrestler
without all this extra nonsense. Who even said that this match was for my belt? Who even said that this was for my belt?
Because you're going to bring the belt with you one way or the other, because that's just your ego. And after I beat you, I'm taking it.
You know what, Jimmy? You raised a very good point. So this is going to be a talk show or a podcast? Is this a talk show?
Mm-hmm.
We're still trying to figure that out.
It's going
to
be a talk show exclusive. how about that three stages of the hell match, Jimmy? How about we put my title against your soul? If you win, you get the title. If I win, you have to join the trauma unit.
Oh, man.
Hmm.
I like it.
So let me clarify. If I win, I get your stupid, ugly belt. If you win, I have to join you and your stupid, ugly friend. Am I clear?
Essentially, yes. I mean, I can't deny about the stupid, ugly friend. Bubba does have quite the face only a mother could love. But, yeah. Yeah, pretty much, yeah. We're going with that.
All right, you're on.
Talk show exclusive, right?
You heard it here first.
I did want to ask Nikki some questions. What is your experience like with classic pro wrestling? And I did want to ask you about Corey Bush. What are your thoughts on Corey Bush and classic pro wrestling? Because I've seen that you've had some matches with him over there.
You know, Jimmy has too as well. Jimmy's fought Corey, and I think Corey, you know, I think he's a great guy. But at the same time, he has something that I want. And I challenged for him. He laid out an open challenge, and I was the only one in the locker room to come out and accept. I paid dearly for it. I couldn't walk straight for a week. But, you know, sometimes you just win some and you lose some. I can't say Corey cheated. Mm. Corey beat me clean, and Corey ran over me like a bulldozer.
Yeah, one of my favorite GXW matches was our panelist Stroh versus Corey Bush. That was one of my favorite later GXW matches. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're right about Corey, man. He's one tough hombre, brother. I'm right there with you, man.
Yeah, I gave it all I had. All I had that one day, man. I put the bandana on, put the war paint on, and I went out there to try to do some work. You know, it came up short, but you know, you win some and you lose some.
Jimmy Alpha, same question. What are your thoughts on classic pro wrestling and facing Corey Bush?
Well, personally, with classic pro wrestling, they are the love of my life. They gave me an opportunity that nobody else in the wrestling business would give someone my height, my size, and they let me train to become a professional wrestler. And now 3 years later, here I am, still doing it. And just yesterday, I won the Open Challenge Championship at Atlantic Terror Championship Wrestling in West Virginia. So if it were not for them, I would never have become a champion, a two-time champion in wrestling now.
Oh,
and
my God, Jimmy. Fuck the crap.
And about that first title, I won by pinning, let's see, what was that one jabroni's name? Nikki, do you remember that one loser who I pinned?
You cheated,
Chump.
You
could have
beat Nikki Lee if you tried.
Lightweight champion. Oh,
you
that's
couldn't
right.
beat Nikki
I
Lee if you tried.
I pinned
yeah, because
you
there's
and became the inaugural
outside,
lightweight champion. And as
all
for
right.
Corey Bush, he is the one who took that lightweight championship from me. And he has not yet given me a chance for a rematch. So that is my opinion on Corey Bush.
All right. I'm glad I cleared that up. I know this is a heavy question, but Nikki, I got to ask you, like, your thoughts on Huggy Bear. Was Dennis his real name?
Yeah, Huggy Bear, man. Huggy Bear, you know, I might hate Jimmy, and I might hate doing this whole media thing and talking to you chumps, but, you know, Huggy Bear, man, he was a great guy, man. You look back on his Facebook, you'll see a picture of a young Nikki Lee. I believe I was probably about 17 or 18 years old, and there was a picture of me thinking, you know, I was all cool and cocky, and yet I was still didn't know anything about wrestling, man. All I knew how to do was put a ring together. And you'll see an old picture of me and Huggy, and Huggy's got a baseball bat in his hand, and we're, you know, looking cool as, I don't know what's cool. Cool as ice. There we go. We're going to say ice. And, you know, I love Huggy to death, man.
Yeah, we lost him last year, didn't we? Or this year?
Yes, sir. I believe it was last year, this year?
Yeah.
This year, maybe?
I met him at a Backlash pay-per-view, maybe in 2016, and he was just super friendly, and I wish I could have went some more Classic Pro shows, but whenever I would see Huggy, he was super friendly, so... I remember you and him at that convention show, the AWE show, so that's why I had to ask you about him.
That's where that picture was taken, actually.
Yeah, yeah. But besides Jimmy Alpha, who is one of your favorite opponents to wrestle right now?
I want to say Rick Church, the guy that they actually put me against for Jimmy's belt. You know, he went out there and he gave it his all, and I guess he entered as champion maybe. I'm not sure exactly how that goes, but apparently there's some contract clause with my belt that there's, you know, a suitable opponent can be found if the champion can't defend. So, yeah, I guess he entered as champion, and, you know, he gave it his all, and he beat the ever-loving, yeah, you said we can cuss, right? Ever-loving hell out of me.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just trying not to step on any toes. You know, y'all are chumps, but, you know, I don't want to get kicked off the radio. But, yeah, he went out, and he beat me up really bad. And, you know, at the end of the day, somehow, you know, I just kept fighting in some underdog story or something. You know, I didn't cheat. I promise I didn't cheat. I didn't hit him with the belt or anything. But, yeah, like, no, I remember the finish when I beat him. The referee, you know, he turned around and he had to fix the turnbuckle. I was waiting on him to count to three. There was something loose with one of the zip ties on the turnbuckle out at the POR show.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I was waiting on him to count to three, and, you know, he was, of course, just turned around playing with the turnbuckle. Like, you know, what are you getting paid for if you're just going to sit there and look at the turnbuckle? But I really felt, you know, I thought he was going to kick out, and luckily for me, he didn't. But I didn't tell y'all earlier about that promo that I did at the end of that match. So I was sitting there, and, you know, there was a bunch of the crowd talking and telling me I suck and, you know, to eat. They were telling me to eat poop. Like I said, I just don't want to get kicked off the radio. They were saying the S word, but
they were telling you got to be a little careful about that one.
Yeah, they were telling me to eat poop, and you know, I was sitting there and peace on what's going on between me and Jimmy. And he got up after that match and he wrapped his hand around my head. He gave me some type of claw or something. I don't remember. All I know is I saw his hand come down. Next thing I know, I was seeing stars. I was waking up to some weird jabroni with face paint on carrying me out the ring. And like I said, that was probably Rick Church is definitely a guy that I wanna face again someday. Maybe even for that that belt.
I'll ask Jimmy Alpha the same question. Favorite opponents right now outside of Nikki.
Outside of Nikki,
yeah.
Let's see. Well, I'm wondering because it's a long list. I love wrestling Jeff Hawk. Jeff Hawk is a man I wrestle up in Pennsylvania. I've wrestled him twice, and both times it has been some of my best matches. Yesterday, I wrestled Chris Slade, the Silence Assassin, for the first time one-on-one, and he's been a personal idol of mine ever since I started training how to wrestle. And I finally got the chance to face and actually beat him yesterday. And then, you know what? Little Lovin, the third wheel from Classic Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
When he's motivated, he fights like, I'm also trying to find words that, don't get us kicked off the radio.
Some bear or something.
Yeah, he fights like a particularly ugly bear.
Aha.
Yes, Mickey Lee does laugh. That one was kind of funny.
Yeah, those three I would probably have to say are my favorite opponents.
I'll ask Mickey first, but who is kind of your inspiration? Either growing up, like, as a fan or as just becoming Nikki Lee, like, who's one of the wrestlers that you look up to the most?
Well, as far as inspirations go, this is actually going to come as a shock. So before I made my debut, we were sitting, and, of course, you know, we were sitting in the back, we were talking, and I was looking for an alternative name to use, and I had another worker in the locker room come up, and he said, "Why don't you just use the first name, Nikki?" And then he said the last name, Lee, because I've always loved Motley Crue. And This is going to come from a shock, though. It's actually not from Nikki Six and Tommy Lee where I decided to use it. I decided to use it from Nikki Six and Willie Lee from Cocaine Blues by Johnny Cash. That's where I made my final decision. Because
once
he said, like, "Yes, sir, my name's Willie Lee" in the song, you know, I was like, you know, I could replace that with Nikki Lee. And, you know, that just started the ball rolling. As far as inspirations in the wrestling business, I grew up idolizing Jeff Hardy, The Undertaker, Ricky Steamboat is one of my favorites of all time. And as far as local scene, I got to give a shout out to Rip Sawyer. Without Rip Sawyer, I wrestled him one time in Classic, and ever since I've just felt like he made me a better wrestler as a whole. And you know, that match was unforgettable. But
Before I get to Jimmy, Dr. John, did you have a station break or a plug that you wanted to mention mid-show?
What we better do is we better pay a bill or two. Sponsored by Transamerica, your life insurance company. This is Pro Wrestling Interviews on WLSCAM 1240 on your dial, Lawrence, Conway, and Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Glad to be here, and we'll take it right back. Steve Logan, Pro Wrestling Interviews.
By the way, I'm hearing some windy feedback, so if anybody can mute while they're not talking, that'd be great. Alpha, who did you look up to as a fan and then as a wrestler, as a performer?
As a fan, I'm very easily entertained. So I've loved almost all of wrestling. There's not really many wrestlers that I've ever disliked, particularly.
Any favorites?
As a fan, I'd have to say my favorites are probably the same as my favorites and my inspirations as a worker, which would be Bret Hart, easily number one.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Omega, a very close number two. And actually, just watching Kenny Omega and Okada matches specifically gave me a rejuvenated love of pro wrestling, because for a while I stopped watching. You know, I lost interest, and then I started watching more and more of New Japan, and just the stuff they did just blew my mind. Like, I never even considered wrestling could be like that, because wrestling, mm-hmm. up until I had seen them, was entertainment. It was almost like a TV show. But when I saw them, it had become much more than that. It was a sport. It was an art form by the way they did it. And just watching that, I knew that my childhood dream of wanting to be a wrestler, it was not dead. And they gave me the rejuvenated
passion,
courage to start chasing my dream seriously.
Right. I can relate to that. I haven't started yet, but Wrestle Kingdom 9 is kind of what made me, like, super into New Japan. Ring of Honor, when they had that crossover relationship, and then stayed up watching Wrestle Kingdom 9 and watching Suzuki, Sakuraba, and Shinsuke Nakamura, Kota Ibushi, like, just seeing them, like, go hard, strong style, and Suzuki Sakuraba had that UWFI type rules type match. It was pretty intense and just makes you a fan instantly. That product, I need to catch more of it actually, but recently. But I'm looking forward to G1, and I was watching some of Dominion, and I'm definitely looking forward to AEW's Forbidden Door event as well. Those matches that are coming soon, the 26th. But, pretty much, you guys, remind us, when is that match that you guys have against each other, the Three Stages of Hell match, and where can we find it later?
July 17th, and I believe it's going to be a YouTube exclusive. It might be on, what's that website, Jimmy? Like Gumroad, I think.
Gumroad.
Oh, yes,
or
yes.
VOR Live.
I've heard of that site, so yeah. If you want us to find it, please send us the link afterwards, and we'll share it.
All right, that sounds like a plan, and
yeah,
I believe it is paper.
Hold on a second. This is Dr. John. I will let you know that as soon as you send the link to Steve, I will get that up on the brand-new ScaryCastRadio.com site, which is going to have a lot of supporting material for a lot of our things, and we'll have an announcement. And it'll be great to have a link on there and tell a little bit about what happened. So we'll do that. Just get that to Steve as soon as you can. And we'll put it up there, okay?
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Now, don't forget. If you forget, we won't put it up there. Okay?
Right.
Sounds like a plan.
So we do wrap up around 8:30, so if I can get into I went to an event yesterday in Richmond, United Elite Wrestling. I did want to talk about that briefly. I was there kind of like ring crew, security, got there like 1 p.m. and then left pretty late, like midnight or later. And it was a pretty fun event, a really good card. Some people couldn't make it due to either travel or COVID or, illness. But it was overall a pretty great card. We had, M-Dog Matt Cross versus Phil Brown. He's one of my favorite Virginia wrestlers. And Matt Cross is super seasoned and experienced. So it was really good watching him again. Kind of talking to him about music and Danzig. And, just hanging out with all the wrestlers in between and help setting up the show. And it was funny. It was kind of profound. And Dave Hebner, we lost him recently. And him and Errol are from the Richmond. They're from Virginia. And we had a 10-bell salute for Dave Hebner at the start of the show. And as soon as the show was starting, the curtain that was upstairs at this venue to kind of block off the wrestlers from being seen from people down below, I had to set up the curtain. And I had to help out with that, like right when the 10-bell salute was happening. So I was able to tape it up most of it before. But it was funny. I'm standing there on these pads, these jump pads that some people do their leap jumps when they're working out. And I'm just standing on those, just being reverent because it's like a Dave Hebner, like, temple salute. And then soon after, I had to tape up the tarp over the pipes because there was a low enough ceiling that I can tarp around it against the rail. But overall, it was a really fun event. Silas Young was there, and he had a really good match. And the main event was Tom Latimer versus the Red Titus, and that was really good as well. It was super, super awesome show. Seeing all the most of the locals that I know that go out to these shows, and there's gonna be a show in Marion July 23rd. I'm not sure if I'm going to be at that one, but we'll see. And then if they have any more shows announced, I'll definitely update about it. But yeah, that hanging out. I was ringside and I was kind of just taking the gear upstairs. So that was, and then we had somebody threw a water bottle, again. This happened, the second time at this venue, and, the bottle broke, so I had to clean up for the announcer. So now we wouldn't have to sit on a wet chair and had to, run over there on the fly and with some towels and whatnot. But it was a lot of work, unloading this truck, and then they had to load it back up, and I'm surprised it's just two people that loaded up this truck with all this ring parts in there, and then they had to take it out as soon as they get, where they were going. It was a lot of hard work, but super chill hanging out with everybody in between. But I'm definitely glad I could go to these United League wrestling shows, and if they have any more dates announced, I'll definitely keep you guys posted, and I'll definitely share some more pics later as well. But Todd or Stro, did you have any questions for Nikki or Jimmy Alpha while we have them?
gents, real quick, the look, you two are obviously got a little heat going on. Has there been anything that has just made one, the other, or both laugh while you've been in the middle of one of these heat things? Have you guys found those lighter moments in the mix of all this stuff?
100%. Every time I look at his face, I just can't help but laugh.
You know, that's really funny, Jimmy, because the thing that makes me laugh about this rivalry is Jimmy Alpha thinks he can beat me clean.
I have. Multiple times.
Cheated. Everybody saw you cheat, Jimmy. Jimmy Alpha is nothing more than a cheater and a liar and everything that is wrong with professional wrestling today.
You know, I've got no questions. I just wish you guys all the best. And, man, I can't wait to see this thing go down between you two, man. I'm pretty excited.
Well, oh, yeah, we'll definitely have to share the link as soon as we get it.
Yeah,
this three stages of hell match, as brutal and as painful as it will be for both of us, I'm certain that it will not be the last time he and I meet in a ring. I feel like Nikki and I go with our respective careers, I feel like we are always going to be intertwined. He will always be my best opponent, as painful as that is for me to say. He will always be my opponent. And this is going to be kind of shocking, but I do respect you, Nikki. I do respect you for your talent. I do respect you for your skills, but I do not respect your attitude. And that's what I'm going to be fixing.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Jimmy. You're right. Because you know what? At the end of the day, July 17th, I'm leaving with my title, and I'm leaving with Jimmy's soul. And, is this like the... All right, so you said we run to like 8:30?
Yeah.
That's right.
As long, as you guys need.
Oh, all
about 15?
Yeah.
Well, that just ruined the whole, like, talking thing, because I was about to, like, you know, hit my exit line and, like, hang up, but...
Oh, no,
I mean, we can, like...
Whenever you guys...
I was, like, kind of in the zone.
No.
I was about to, like, cut a promo on the radio, you know what I'm talking about?
Hey, you got the time. You don't have to go the whole hour. Like, say what you want,
we can fill in.
We can plug after you got all your promo in.
No, I'm definitely good to still answer questions if any of y'all got any. I know Jimmy probably is too, because I mean, at the end of the day, like Jimmy said, you know, we're always gonna be right there, and we're both honestly kind of like the ticks that just don't go away, you know.
It seems like you two have done a lot of hardcore wrestling. Is that correct? And regular matches as well. But
we've actually probably had more regular matches.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
it's just this hardcore place is where our feud, our anger towards each other is just really starting to boil over.
Yeah.
Sure.
And as Jimmy referenced to earlier, he did just win that Open Challenge title. So, you know, I got eyes on that. You know, Nikki always has eyes on the gold. So, you never know where Nikki
might
show up.
Well, you know the name of the game, buddy. It's the Open Challenge title. You want a shot, just show up.
You better have eyes in the back of your head, chump.
I did see one of your matches on YouTube, and you guys are using sticks and possibly crowbars, and it was pretty chaotic. That's why I had to ask matches. So.
Well, I don't even think the match that you're alluding to was, I don't even remember where that show was, but
it
was
the
Murder Sport, right?
Yeah,
that was Murder Sport over in Richmond.
So that match was supposed to, you know, be a regular match, but the stupid referee turned around and, you know, Jimmy tried to hit me first. So, you know, I just happened to have
You knocked him out. You punched him in the face, and then you went and got the kendo stick.
And dude, it was an accident. You can clearly see me elbowing.
You accidentally elbowed the ref in the face. The dude's like 400 pounds. How could you miss him?
I'm sorry. That's awful. Real laugh.
I didn't even hit him that hard. That's the thing.
He's a,
like,
a wrestling referee. He's made of paper. If you
wrap yourself in bubble wrap. I'm just saying the ref at our next match needs to have a helmet and some bubble wrap on because I didn't even, you know, I turned around. My elbow accidentally hit him, and I didn't even hit him that hard.
Mr. Glass over here. As the referee.
Who?
Mr. Glass, fragile bones, like, it's gonna get hurt easily. From,
the
next time.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Yeah, like I said, wrestling referees are made out of paper.
That wasn't even, like, a full-on elbow. That was just me turning around. You know, I'd say, like, not even my elbow. Probably, like, my forearm hit him. And he just hit the ground, and I was just like, well, you know, Jimmy's trying to hit me, and there was a stick in the corner, so I grabbed the stick. Ref don't see it. It never happened. I didn't cheat. I didn't only think I won that match. Yeah, Jimmy cheated to win that match.
How did I cheat? You're the one who used the weapon when the ref was down, my man.
It wasn't me.
You literally just admitted to it like 10 seconds ago.
Well, you were trying to hit me first.
I mean, Jimmy did bring the stick first, so I would assume he might have wanted you to use it. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
It's just like the barbed wire. He tried to hit me first. Like, if he tries to hit me first, you know I'm going to hit him back. It's self-defense. He had the stick out there. I had a crowbar that I was ready to split that, whatever you even want to call him, I guess Power Ranger nerd or... I was going to split the Power Ranger nerd. His arm was going to split his head open. I mean, no.
I wanted to ask you about him. Are you talking about Christian?
Christian Ingram? Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah. All right. So he was announcing at Murder Sport. What is your beef with Christian? Because it seems like you guys have some serious beef as well.
My beef with Christian.
What do you thought to Christian?
Nikki doesn't have any beef with Christian. Christian was just there, and Nikki was butthurt because he wasn't booked on the show. So he went out like he does, and I went out to help him.
It's deeper than Jimmy
help
is
Christian,
making it out
Nikki,
this team.
Obviously.
My thing was that Murder Sport Management would not book me on that show. And all the Murder Sport fans, even if this was during COVID, and there was like 10 of them, and I don't even remember where the show was, honestly. But there was like 10 fans. And Murder Sport still wouldn't book me on the show, knowing that I'd attract at least double, at least 10 more people. And the thing was, I had to fly myself. At the time, I was living in Los Angeles. At the time, I was living in California. I had to fly myself to the East Coast to attend that show, and it just irritates me that I had to pay for my own ticket, yet I don't even know where this Christian dude lives, and he's probably from, like, I'd say he lives in, like, Ohio, but, you know, they flew him in, they bought him in, and no problem, just for him to sit there for what easily could have been me versus somebody, you know. Me versus Jimmy, for example. It could have been me versus Jimmy in that time slot. And he wanted to sit there and talk about his YouTube show and his Power Rangers and whatever, man. And that just hurt me.
Well, I'm glad I cleared that up, and glad we could talk about that upcoming Prestigious Call match. But if you guys have any plugs or social media, now would be the time since we have 10 minutes left. Nikki, I'll let you go first about getting any of your social media or whatever you want to plug.
You know what? I'd say ladies first. Jimmy, you go ahead.
I mean, okay, I'm fine with that. You can find Jimmy Alpha on Instagram at Jimmy Alpha Pro. You can find me on Twitter at Final Yeet. And, of course, always come check us out over at Classic Pro Wrestling in Virginia or ATCW in West Virginia. Follow both those wrestling promotions on Facebook. And I cannot wait to beat the ever-living shit out of Nikki. Thank you.
You can't say that on the radio, dummy.
Well, it's fine. Nikki, you get a rebuttal.
How come he can say it and I can't? But anyways, you know, I'm a very private person, so all I can leave you guys with is my merch link. It's brainbustertees.com/wrestlers/Nikki, and then dash, you know, like little thing for the people who don't know. The dash is the thing that looks like the subtraction sign, and that's going to be Nikki-Lee. So go on there, buy my merch, give me your money because, you know, I don't even know
these
why.
These tickets are expensive.
Hold on, these flight tickets are expensive, right? Yeah, flight tickets to the East Coast are getting expensive. And wait, I live on the East Coast now. Why am I talking about that? But, yeah, I live in North Carolina now. I don't live in L.A. anymore, so I ain't really worried about
that. I want to point something out real quick. I directed the fans towards my social media so I could, and towards other promotions, so I could put on a better show in front of more fans. Nikki, the little weasel, just goes and plugs his merch so he can make money. Nikki, that's the attitude I'm talking about. Wrestling isn't about making money. It's about putting on a show. It's about being the best. And you're not that, my friend.
Well, yes, man, I guess we'll see who's the best. July 23rd, is that correct?
July 17th.
July 17th, we'll see who's the best then.
Probably won't be uploaded until July 23rd, though. Well, yeah, we most certainly will. I'm honestly, you know, I'm not a very happy individual. I'm more aggressive, but, you know, I'm very excited for this match.
It's good to hear. Papa Stro, he's got a lot going on. If you're still here, I definitely want to get your plugs in as well.
I'm still here.
Sorry, we just let them fly.
Thursday night WCW Retro at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll on VSNation.com we'll be discussing the career of Ricky the Dragon Steamboat Thursday night. Friday, big day, I'm going to be at the Heroes Con at Charlotte, North Carolina. I think that's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. That Friday. And for more information, go to Heroes Con on Facebook. And then Friday night, my horror sci-fi show, The Stro Zone, at midnight Eastern Standard Time at my Facebook page, facebook.com/StroTheMaestro. Friday night's feature will be Teenagers from Outer Space. So please tune in. And thanks a lot.
Todd, you got any plugs or thoughts to share? Last words.
Yeah, real quick, going to run through Happy Father's Day as applicable. And want to say big thanks to our brother, Amazing Velvet, for letting us hold this stuff together while he's not here. And Velvet, you got this. Take care. Be safe, brother. That's it.
Yeah, he's definitely our thoughts and best wishes to Velvet. And, yeah, I want to thank United Elite Wrestling again for having me this weekend and definitely glad to help out, hang out. And I definitely wanted to mention WrestlingIsForever.com. That is the brand website, merch website of Matt Cross and Doug. Definitely check out Wrestling is Forever. It's some really good merch that I was kind of looking at his table, and some really great wrestlers there. Asad at UEW this past weekend, and Silas Young, and several others. But yeah, I definitely wanted to mention WrestlingIsForever.com. That's some really cool merch that he's got for sale on that website. So shout out to Matt Cross and UEW. And Dr. John, did you have any thoughts or plugs as we wrap up soon?
Well, just glad to be here. It's been great being here tonight with everybody. Glad to have Papa Stro with us. Todd's here with us, and you. And we've had a couple of great guests, and we will be back next week, same bat time and same bat channel. So why don't you take it home, Steve?
Yeah, thanks for calling the Pro Wrestling Interviews. Guys, you can check out our Facebook page and the website, ProWrestlingInterviews.com. Thank you guys for listening. And, John, feel free to wrap up or take us
all
on.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. We'll see everybody next week on Pro Wrestling Interviews. Take care and have a great week, everybody. Be safe.
Thank you. Have a happy Father's Day.
Hey, can I say one more thing before we wrap up?
Yeah.
Yeah, John, if that's all right.
Sure.
Hey, so I just wanted to give a huge shout-out to my boys, the Murder Sport Mafia, Rick Church, El Muerte, and Jesse Daniels. You know, aside from us beating each other up, love you guys, and rest in peace, Dave Hebner. Thank you for everything from myself and Jimmy.
Rock and roll.
Well,
thanks
Mickey
a lot.
And Jimmy. And thanks,
John. We'll see everybody next week. Take care.